Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Yeah. We're ready.
You got your coffee, and you don't rarely have your coffee on you when we start talking.
I don't?
Or do you all the time, and I'm just so used to it?
But it's so good today. I can't tell you why. Well, I can't make a consistent cup of coffee.
Let me join you.
Please do. But I got a different blend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Roast?
Roast that has some caramel flavor to that, and then I add vanilla flavor to it. It's a whole.
So the beans have caramel flavor.
Uh-huh.
And then you added a pump of, or like a creamer of
pump
vanilla.
Of.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you like it a lot?
Vanilla flavoring.
You think you made a macchiato, maybe.
Almost.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of.
But some mornings you don't like your coffee.
Some mornings I don't do a good job, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if it's the water to coffee beans ratio or.
How would it change? You're doing it every day.
It doesn't. And I measure.
Weird.
Yeah.
Here's also the difference between you and me. I grew up, my dad would have an open cup, a mug of coffee driving in his car. I'm a mug guy. I'm not a insulated tumbler traveler guy.
Oh, and it has to stay hot. That would go cold too quickly for me.
That's fine. I'll drink tepid coffee.
I also dropped this morning, and I will attest that I didn't get a drop on me.
You did?
Uh-huh.
That's great. It's got a good seal.
It's got a very good seal. My water cup does not. The big old dumb cup with a straw doesn't quite have the seal coverage.
The gasket's not quite right or something, right?
Too many things in my hands this morning, unfortunately.
Do you see, speaking of things in hands, I brought in the loppers and I brought in the rake.
Oh boy, today's the day.
Safely.
We are going to be doing some yard work for the Z102.9 marching band to take the field tomorrow. It should be a beautiful whole weekend.
It's going to be perfect tomorrow for the marching band. Also, beautiful this morning in terms of a cooler evening overnight. The last few mornings, we've been coming in around 60 degrees, 53, no humidity. You do have some patchy fog this morning, though, to deal with that. But we've got to, somebody was cleaning the radio station roof last week and just plopped a handful of mud onto it's the walking path for the band, so we got to clean that up.
Yeah, I have never seen roof cleaning, but it was dirty.
It was necessary.
Can verify it was dirty.
There's a whole other part of the yard, though, fella. Whoever was up there could have gone that way. Would have been better. That's fine. We'll get it.
Yeah, it's okay, band. We got your back. We got a little bit of yard work to do.
Yep. That's all.
It's fine.
Not much, really.
No. We got this.
That's like two. What is it, a stroke of a rake? What is that movement? Pull?
I don't know. I think we're going to need a shovel.
Oh, I was just going to throw it in the landscaping.
You could spread it across the grass.
Oh,
you know,
I didn't consider that.
Underneath grass is dirt.
That's true. Go home.
Go home, dirt. Go home.
That poor mud has been on the roof. It used to live on the ground. I didn't consider that. It's a homecoming. It's Iowa's homecoming and the mud's homecoming on the same weekend.
Mud from our roof is going home.
Oh, buddy.
That's kind of beautiful.
It is.
Oh, that's really nice.
Oh, we should play some sad music. But with a little bit of optimism.
Yeah. Emotional. Yeah. Emotionally
that's,
touching.
That's a reunion both mud and ground are not prepared for, but have been waiting for this entire time.
Happy homecoming, everybody. And sometimes I'm just so stunned by the moves that a stupid criminal will pull. This one is, I can't believe you would try this. But it's not a good idea if you decide that you would like to commit a major crime, like let's say something really bad like murder.
Right.
And then DoorDash the supplies you would need for that.
You DoorDashed your murder supplies?
Yeah.
Did I hear you right?
A strange delivery to a motel in Sweetwater, Texas. DoorDash driver alerted police because the things that he was asked to go get from the store and bring to the motel were a little alarming.
I want to play guessing game.
Okay, you can try. I don't have the complete list because that's, that's part of evidence.
Oh, that's evidence.
But I do have some of the things. Go ahead and guess.
Rope or tape? Bucket or bleach?
Bleach.
Tarp? Some axe?
Hatchet?
Hatchet, okay.
Zip ties.
Oh, zip ties, of course.
Trash bags. And there's other things.
Yeah.
But they're not giving us the whole list of things. But
oh, my God.
You put all those things together, and that raised some suspicion in the DoorDash driver. So he tipped off the police. The police go, and they talk to the person who made the order before the delivery is made, a man named Neil Cooper. And
what was Neil's excuse?
Well, he had a hostage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had some plans for his hostage.
Apparently so.
Luckily, the police intervene. The hostage was rescued, later found out had an outstanding warrant to drug-related charges. But Neil was arrested, too, for aggravated kidnapping. There's probably going to be some additional charges.
I would presume attempted or premeditated but not carried out murder. Is that a charge?
I don't know.
Something like that?
Some of these charges, I don't know what you call them.
Oh, my God.
You need to press some of those.
Yes.
But it did get people talking, like, wait, are they going to judge all of our... all of our orders?
Doesn't Uber, one of these companies at the end of the year, gives you the list
of
the weirdest things they've delivered?
These are...
Yes, everything's algorithmed also. So at some point, this poor guy in jail, his DoorDash is going to remind him, does he want to reorder zip ties and garbage bags?
And
right?
Bleach.
Because
yeah.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, that was a good night until I got caught.
But thank goodness that the...
No kidding.
The delivery driver...
Yes.
Didn't just, I'm a robot, get
the stuff
and
deliver.
Usually they're
like, here's your pizza. They don't care, right?
Right, right.
That one, thumbs up.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Can I take you back to about 2 years ago? Viral Halloween decoration that was called Lewis.
My name
is Lewis. Target had this 8 foot tall pumpkin headed spooky thing, and nobody anticipated, like, it just looked like a scary thing and it would say other scary things. But then all of a sudden it called itself Lewis, and it was like, well, that's ridiculous. That's kind of funny.
Out of the blue.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It was just so random. Thing went viral. Everybody loved it. Cut to now. I think they've expanded the Lewis family.
Okay.
I even saw like a mini Lewis at the store.
They've got a baby Lewis?
Yeah, like a Lewis ornament or something like that. Like
tiny Lewis.
He's taken off. He's his own thing. So my daughter, Cora, was super excited when she saw not our neighborhood, but like the next block over, they got a Lewis in their front yard. And like that thing went up, I think, September 1st. Like they were ready.
Now, this isn't the one you can get at Lowe's, which is really big.
No,
this was a couple years ago, about 8 foot.
Not the skeleton. This is.
It's more jack-o'-lantern.
More jack-o'-lantern.
Doesn't this sound like a guy in the factory, like, found the microphone?
Yes.
Like someone bet Lewis during lunch break, and he works third shift. To go do that.
Just do it. See, nobody's going to buy this thing anyway.
Yes.
And then people loved it, right?
And then it got stuck on the loop.
I would love to know the lore, the legend, because he became a whole thing. And she was super excited that this year, when she goes trick-or-treating, she's going to get to see Lewis. And we were actually thinking last night, we had some time after volleyball, that maybe we could go for a walk and see it.
See Lewis?
Except.
What?
On our way home, she looked down the block as we were driving by, and she's like, Mom! I don't see it.
Where's Lewis?
Exactly. Lewis has mysteriously disappeared from the front yard. And now we're both like, wait a second. Do we have a neighborhood mystery here? Is there some sort of crime that we got to solve? Did he get put away for safekeeping?
But like, he was already out.
He was out. He was out. He was up. And suddenly, nada.
Is it because it got warmer again?
Oh, that could be. He can't take the heat.
Apparently not.
He's got a pumpkin head.
Got to get out the kitchen.
Maybe. I hope he comes back and, like, it wasn't a...
Will you go inquire? Will you?
I don't know this person.
Oh.
Is that weird?
My daughter wants to know where Lewis went. Hi.
I think this is about the house that used to have a Lewis in the front
yard.
This
is about the house.
Yeah, I think...
Am I right?
Am I near? Is it your house or is it the next one over? Because I'm just looking down the block.
I'm going to knock on both doors regardless. I just wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Even if you are the right one, I'm going to check them too.
Hi, I'm doing a door-to-door survey. I was excited too.
And then your story went, where's Lewis?
Exactly, exactly. I hope he comes back.
Will you ever fill in the Lewis gap and do one at your house?
I'm kind of tempted.
Are you really?
But if there's a crime problem with Louis,
then you don't want to put out your Louis.
Louis, I don't know.
All the Louises have vanished.
Do I want to run that risk?
Mm.
I don't know.
You got to weigh the options.
He's Louis.
I have, maybe these things are connected. I noticed last week, I woke up ready to take on the day at about 2:25. And again, Monday or Tuesday, and I mentioned this to you, and you also had a similar phenomenon.
Yes, I did.
Again this morning. It's about an hour ahead of when I typically would wake up. So now I'm wondering, is there something wrong in the space-time continuum? It's like I'm getting my full hours of sleep, but yet I'm waking up an hour early, and it makes no sense, but it keeps happening.
Do you go back to sleep?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I try to.
Good.
That's tough, though.
That's like, what is that, circadian rhythms?
I think my circadian's off.
Uh-oh.
But what causes that? Is it the phase of the moon?
Lack of circadias.
Is it there's no more circadias, so my rhythm's gone? I don't have rhythm, let alone circadian rhythm. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just it three times in like five nights seems like a lot.
Did you change something? Did you start taking more naps in the afternoon?
No.
Do you need to take less naps?
I got no nap yesterday.
Huh, maybe that's your problem. Are you used to taking a nap?
Yeah.
You need to take naps, bud.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
But that's more sleep then.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's reverse.
It's your rhythm.
My rhythm's off, man.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Cedar Rapids Fire Department says the roof of La Cantina on Edgewood Road Northeast has major damage stemming from a fire earlier this morning. Fire Department dispatched about 12:30 after a passerby noticed flames. Firefighters discovered fire on the roof and around mechanical equipment. Fire was brought under control in a short period of time. No reports of injuries. That fire now under investigation. Major damage to the roof, moderate damage to the building's interior. Cedar Rapids Community School District hosting a groundbreaking ceremony this afternoon at 2 o'clock. This is the beginning of construction for the new Van Buren Elementary School.
Oh.
This will be two groundbreakings in 2 weeks.
No kidding.
Plans call for the school to hold 600 kids, four classes at each grade level, K through 5. New elementary school set to open in August of 2027. This construction project being funded by the SAVE funding. This does not impact the upcoming bond vote. What's got us feeling all right? I like when our area institutions just take a poll. Like, what do you think? How are we doing?
Yeah.
Do you like what we do?
What do you think?
Do you even know what we do? The History Center is asking Linn County residents to weigh in using a new survey designed to help the organization better understand local awareness. Do you know who we are and what we do? What we offer? Also, do you know we're here?
Yeah.
Do you know that there's actually a History Center? I took it last night. It took 3 minutes.
Okay.
Really quick. Your feedback will directly inform the design of their future programming, as well as their new permanent exhibit. They're in the process of changing out. If I remember right, it's very into the manufacturing background, the Sinclairs, the Quaker Oats of Cedar Rapids. Maybe that's another way to tell that story, or maybe there needs to be a new permanent exhibit, so they would love to take input on that.
Cool.
The survey, easiest link is to go to the History Center Facebook page. That'll get you over to the link. Their survey is open until October the 3rd. So they would love the feedback. They'll take it. Good or bad. If you got a comment, let them know. They'd appreciate it. 634, news brought to you by CR News Now. Get the message from the city of Cedar Rapids in the smartphone app, mobile CR, or at crnewsnow.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Let's start with baby news.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky have welcomed their third baby. Their first girl.
Ah.
Welcome, baby girl. Her name is Rocky Irish Mayers. She was born September 13th. Rihanna shared the news, posted a photo of herself holding Rocky in a pink onesie. And in the photo, there's a pair of small pink boxing gloves laced with pink ribbon.
Love it.
Yeah. So a little nod to, yes, Rocky, the boxer, but also named after her father.
Yes.
Because ASAP's real name is Rakim. She welcomes two boys, RZA, Riot Rose, and now Rocky. Welcome to the world, baby Rocky.
Just need a Bullwinkle and we're set.
Get out.
What?
Get out of here. That doesn't go with our R theme.
Hey, Rocky.
Jimmy Kimmel's Tuesday night monologue, first back from his suspension by ABC, got some eyeballs on it. More than 19 million views on YouTube as of last night. That breaks his previous record for monologue views. The previous record for all late night monologue views was actually 8 years ago, and it was set by Jimmy. He was talking about his son's birth and his heart disease, and that got 14 million views.
Wow.
Which was huge. So now this breaks that record. He typically draws 1.6 million viewers on ABC, but the network is expecting a lot more for that Tuesday show.
Oh, totally.
It always takes some time to...
Got to process the data.
Exactly, exactly. So we'll see about that. And Kim Kardashian reveals that it is not easy currently being single, especially when you throw in a momager like Kris Jenner, who's just trying to help, but maybe to a fault. Kim said that Kris set her up on a blind date, but told Kim it was a job interview.
No.
So Kim arrives with a resume thinking that she's going to a job interview, only to realize the other person believes that this is a date. It was an Emmy award-winning TV executive. That's all we don't know the person's identity.
How awkward.
Very awkward. Kim realized pretty quickly what was going on, so she put the resume away, didn't really bring it out.
Sure.
To discuss, because it was clear that this person thought they were on a date. Kris said that going into it that the person asked, should I bring my Emmy with me? Which is kind of a red flag. Hopefully they were joking, but.
This has disaster even before it starts.
Exactly.
Written all over it.
Too much meddling.
Do you think I need to bring my Emmy? Will she love me without it?
Needless to say, it did not go well. They are not currently dating, and Kim would really love it if her mother would not set her up.
No
on
kidding.
Blind dates. Understandable.
Stay
right?
out of her business.
Get out of here, Mom. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Remember, the law offices of Scramble and Scramble are always open for you if you have an issue.
We're working for you.
We're radio lawyers for you and your minor life issues.
We're the Hupie and Abraham of radio law.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Scramble at KZIA.com, which is how Sarah got a hold of us. Sarah said, what do you do when the next door neighbor's dog uses your backyard as his own personal toilet? I want to tell my husband to confront, and he says it's okay. I'm not comfortable saying something, but my husband is always confronting people. Should we just allow said dog to reign supreme, or should we confront our neighbors, who we barely know, to have them keep their dog in their yard?
Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate the case.
It's tricky.
I do find it quite funny that the husband is okay on other issues and confronting.
He's confronting people all the time.
But not on this one issue. I just find that odd.
Yeah, that's funny.
Whose side are you on?
I am never going to fight for confrontation because I am a wimpy wuss and I would never.
So you're just going to let the dog do what the dog do?
Dog's going to do what the dog's going to do.
The dog's doing the do.
Weirdly, I'm team Sarah, but I'm also... I'm team husband.
You're kind of on the husband side.
We're not going to confront them because we need to keep the peace for the sake of the neighborhood. No confrontation, especially you don't know these neighbors and you want your first interaction with them to be, I'm picking a fight with you. That is not the way you want to start a relationship with your neighbors. I would actually maybe do something friendly, befriend them, get to know them a little bit, and then maybe you could have a conversation, you know, lightheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you need to go over there, you know, guns blazing, that your dog is in my yard, your dog doesn't eat. That's not the way you want to be with your neighbors. That's no way to have the neighborhood be. Maybe you could go passive aggressive too and just like put up a sign in the yard. Just said, no doggy business in this yard. That's my suggestion. But I would not confront. I'm team husband. No confrontation.
If you do not call it out directly, they're not going to think it's their dog. It's the same in business. When you put up a memo for one person, that person doesn't think it's them. Let's take the word confront and set it aside for a second. This is the problem.
Too charged?
We're focused on a charged conversation.
Okay.
It's just a conversation. It's neighbor to neighbor. It is a very simple, hi, we haven't met yet. We are the blah, blah, blahs, and we live next door. We love your dog. Did you know? It's a question. Did you know Spot was coming over?
Yeah.
It's really starting to be a problem. We've got to clean it up. And also, you know, there's the physical mess, which you can remove, but dog pee kills lawns like that. It's bad. Now, if you get some resistance, good luck, but you have to have the conversation. Practice it, role play it a couple times. You could probably find a script online how to confront, how to have a conversation.
Because you have to confront them.
How to have a conversation, a neighborly conversation, a civil conversation. You would probably have to have this if they had a tree and things were dropping in your yard, right? There is also another very expensive option, which is build a fence, and you don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, I think it's expensive.
A very simple, great to meet you. As you were saying, welcome to the neighborhood. Hey, did you know if you come in asking for help, people like to help other people. So I am on the side of Sarah. You got to get your husband to go knock on that door and go talk to them. You have to.
Reframe the conversation.
You got to reframe the conversation. Now, as it says right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page, if we got to use the word confront, we got to use the word confront. I am a yes. You know why? I don't like conflict, but I love resolution. Mm. This thing's never going to end. You're going to live in a state of like, oh, if only I could, should. Just do it.
I am not.
Go have a hard conversation.
I am not going to have a hard conversation. I think we keep the peace in the neighborhood. It's not a big deal. It's doggy doo-doo. It's fine. Just deal with it.
You're going to step in that. You're going to mow over it. It's going to work its way in your house. And then it's just going to make you perpetually mad. Have a very pleasant conversation with your neighbor. Okay, we are divided, as is Sarah's household. Where do you land? Because we got to get the recommendation back to Sarah. Do you take Claire's approach? Arms in the air, white flag. It is what it is. That's a no vote.
Just leave it.
Are you going to have a conversation, albeit maybe a slightly confrontational conversation? That is a yes vote. That is a vote for Danson Eric Hansen. Let's open up the phone lines.
It comes down to what you say, Scrambillions. Let us know, members of the jury, 200-1029.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
About ready to reveal who has won their arguments today. The case coming to us from Sarah.
Sarah and her husband are at odds about how to deal with a neighborly situation. The neighbor's dog keeps doing its business in their backyard, and she wants her husband to confront them. She doesn't want to, but he doesn't want to have that conversation. He doesn't think it's a big deal. Would you, if you were in this situation, have a talk with the neighbor about their dog? Yes or no?
It doesn't really matter who's having the conversation, but I am believing that somebody who has their yard with dog waste that's not theirs, you got to go to the neighbor and you have to talk to them. That's why I'm all going for the yes votes.
I'm saying no. I think you got to keep the peace in the neighborhood. The confrontation is just going to put bad feelings between two people who don't really know each other either. I say no, keep it to yourself. Don't have a confrontation.
Somebody won the case. Let's find out who. Hey, jury in a hurry, where do you land on this dog in the backyard issue? Confront or no?
As a dog owner, I'd much rather have somebody walk up to me and say, hey, I'm your new neighbor. Your dog's using my yard as a bathroom. Can we try to contain them? Because it's just a couple corgis. But even then, Eric, I think you articulated it perfectly. Just go up and have a friendly conversation, because I'd much rather know now than have them be upset at me for a reason that I had no clue about.
Yeah.
So you're a yes.
That's a yes.
Yes.
That's
okay.
A conversation.
That's a yes.
Also, I'm going to save the audio where he said I articulated it perfectly.
Oh, you're just
going
to play that
on
repeat?
I'm going to play that on a loop.
That part gets replayed.
Jury to hurry. We've got this issue with the dog. Do you confront or don't confront?
Confront, because you're probably doing the whole neighborhood a favor.
Oh, it could be happening in other yards you don't know about.
Other yards, too?
Interesting.
Ooh, yeah.
Good vantage point, yep. Juror. Thank you.
Does anybody want peace?
Hi, jury to hurry. We've got this issue with the dog. Do you confront or do not confront?
I say absolutely yes. You need to confront, but do it kindly.
A kind confrontation.
Kind confrontation.
All right. We'll put that in the Eric has three column.
Well, Claire has zero column.
320. Back to the phone lines we go. Jury in a hurry. Do you have a conversation? Do you confront or leave it alone?
Yes or no?
I had a similar situation when I lived in Marion, and we had some renters next door, and I had a Chihuahua. They had three big labs, and I was the person who did the yard work at my house, and my husband would not have a conversation with these guys. And I'm like, you know what? I do the yard work. I'm the one that has to step in it and run over it all the time. I picked up after my dog. I finally went over, talked to these guys.
Well, that sounds to me like that's a confront. So I'm going to put that one in my column.
I guess that's yours.
You do say confront.
You absolutely need to confront right. them. But you know what? If your husband won't do it yourself.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we go on to this phone call. Jury in a hurry. Confrontation or no? What do you say?
Me?
Yes, you. Do you vote for confronting or no?
I vote for confronting.
Okay, there's another one. That takes me up to...
At this point, if you don't say it now, then you're going to miss out.
Yeah, I don't want you that lingering. It's going to bug you if you don't. Thank you, caller. It's jury in a hurry. Confrontation or not with this dog issue? What do you say?
Oh, I'm talking to the neighbor for sure.
All right.
So that's a yes vote.
That's a yes.
Thank you.
Claire, I don't see any on your side of the ledger.
You know what? We are a quiet group.
Maybe this one right here. Hi, jury in a hurry. We got an issue with the dog. Do you confront the neighbor or no?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Hey, I took it. That is a clean sweep.
Well.
And hopefully a clean backyard if you confront the neighbor.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to keep this bottled up to myself.
We hope you didn't hear this. Screwed up.
First ever, and they're hoping to continue it. The Paws and Pistons car. Car. Motorcycle show. Just cats and motorcycles.
The real life, Annabelle, may have just committed murder.
As possessed dolls are known to do.
They will do that from time to time.
Hey, ignore that. What? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
This has nothing to do with the state.
Ignore. Oh, God. It won't stop playing. Ignore. Stop it. Ignore. Why is he saying ignore?
So suspense.
I so ruined that. So we would love to hear your answer to the question. That's what we call song versations. Let us know at 2000. What did I say 2000 for?
I don't know, but it's 200.
It's a new phone number. I just invented it.
Don't use it. It's wrong.
Don't ever dial that.
Don't dial that one.
Just
do.
Why would I say 2000?
200-1029.
Nick Hansen gives you the clue. The clue is Beastie Brothers. The question
Beastie
now.
Beastie Boys.
Why would I say Beastie Brothers?
Because you have brothers on the brain, man. Are you mosier? Or are you in and out kind of person? You can let us know what you think right now by sounding off. Is that the word? We're ready to hit this week. Legs flailing. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Hit the ground running, I believe.
That's
is the
card. That's the
legs flailing sounds to me like you haven't quite hit the ground, but your legs are moving. Like a duck underwater.
Okay. Most people hit the ground running. The Morning Scramble, we hit the week with our legs flailing.
The best of the worst of the Morning Scramble. Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.